You're doing so good.
You know, against Pittsburgh, guys were maybe over-pursuing and allowing D'Angelo to get the cutbacks. Last week was something different. Is it guys just getting out of their gaps? Is that really what it is, just gap discipline?
It's a little bit of everything. When you have a young team, it's fundamentals, it's tackling, it's gap control, it's being consistent, it's knowing how to win. It's all these things that we're continuing to work on. You can't put it on one thing. All of us just need to, I just need to become a better teacher. We need to be better as far as our fundamentals. Our tackling is something we really put our foundation on, and somewhere along the way that failed us. Our fitting of the runs, that somewhere along the way that failed us. We work on that all day. So, you know, that's something, again, we're getting better at.
So these weren't things that were happening early and you were just getting away with?
I mean, no.
That's the case, then how surprised are you?
Very surprised. But one thing we hang our hat on is no one runs the ball, no one throws the ball deep on us. And they attacked us at our foundation of what we do best. So that really set us back a little bit. And it just really, I think a lot of times when things like that happen, it becomes a gift. Because sometimes you get a little complacent. You think that you're already good at something. It makes you, continue to work on the things you do well. You can't overlook the things you do well. You continue to work on the things you do well and then make your weaknesses your strengths.
So do you see this as a golden opportunity facing a team that's struggling to run the ball?
Well, they're professionals. They have really good skilled players at the running position, guys that are very explosive. So you can't take anything for granted. We have to go out, fit it up. They're going to challenge us. We have to make sure that we show them that we're here. We're here to stop the run.
And how about when you guys have had some adversity now a couple of weeks? What's the mood of the team? Do they still believe?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these are really good professionals. I mean, we put together a group that loves ball, talks about ball. There's a lot of football left. There's a lot of games left. And if you look at the standings and you look at the division, there's a lot of, this is that time of year, right in the middle of the grind, that the good teams start to separate themselves. November, December, those are the times that the good teams start to separate themselves. So if we think we're a good team, let's do what the good teams do and put it all together. Learn from all the things that we've had. We've had a time where we looked really good and times where we haven't looked really good. And it's time now to put it all together. It's time now to use that first half of the season as a measuring point for us to see it, that we have the right stuff, but it's a matter of being consistently the right stuff. Go ahead. No, you okay?
Players have talked throughout the course of the year of doing their job, not overextending, getting themselves out of position, trying to do someone else's job.
Right.
When you lose a guy like Alden, is there a danger in that? Do you worry about the guys saying, oh, we don't have him now, we got to do this, or is it...
Well, Alden's a really special player. I think we're all very impressed with who he is and the football player he is while he was here. But at the same time, we didn't have him way before that, you know, and the team was developing. And so now we just pursue it as a player who got injured, you know, a season-ending injury. And now the next guys have to really step up. So I think that next man up. We're continuing our growth. We got a lot of football left, and I think the guys they understand. They understand what we can do.
When you lost Justin Tuck, Mario Edwards' play seemed to rise.
Right.
He got opportunities, and he made the system. Can he do more still with Justin?
Well, he better. He better. Anytime you have a good football player, you expect a good football player to play good and to really take advantage of opportunities. And his development, as we've all seen, is right where it needs to be. And he doesn't have a ceiling. It just goes. It's limitless. So we just have to keep having him do what he does best.
You got 11 tackles and a sack last week. Can he do that every week? Can he be that much of a disruptive force?
Well, that's what good football players do. They show up every week. They find out ways to do things consistently, play at a high level consistently. And I think that's what we're all trying to do.
You guys have played well on the road, been right there in every game on the road. Has that helped create a confidence that when you guys go away from home that it doesn't matter, that you guys are a team that can play just as well, maybe even better on the road?
Absolutely. We've shown, resilience on the road, being tough, being able to start fast, being able to play with really good football teams. And we finished sometimes, and sometimes we haven't finished. And it's very obvious to all of us in the room that we have a lot of work to do. At the same time, they know that we are a good football team. But we have to play good football more often. We have to play good football for 60 minutes. We have to play good football and not give up explosive plays. You know, those things that that the bad football teams do. They continue to give up explosive plays. So it's hard to be good and bad. Let's decide to be one or the other, and we choose good.
With a guy like big arm like Matt Stafford and guys like Calvin Johnson, yeah, they're pretty good at explosive plays. That's
absolutely
a big challenge, isn't
it? It is a challenge, and every week there's a challenge. And this is a quarterback who loves to throw, a good skilled receivers who love to catch. I have some experience with Golden Tate in Seattle. We were there together, so I'm aware of his explosiveness. So, we're taking advantage of every practice rep that we have out here to make us better.
You had a couple of offensive coaches, and Coach Downing and Coach Johnson, that have experience with Detroit. Have they been any assistance, at least with scouting their personnel?
Well, they can be. I can't really tell you everything, but anytime teams or players with other teams, there's always some conversations.
What have you thought of Benson Mayoa, like, since he's been back and healthy? Does he have that versatility that you would how does his skill set play
right into
your scheme?
Well, he is versatile, and if he's on this team, so we expect him to, you know, take advantage of this opportunity. There's going to be some reps out there for him, and we expect him. The fact is he's here. He better certainly, make his presence known.
Okay, guys. Thank you,
Coach.
Thanks a lot.